AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What is up, my friends, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I am the Welsh. Over there is Scott Bogman. It's In This League. And thank you guys for hanging out with us, where we today have some blind plays. Last 30 days' biggest performances with no names attached. Yes, Bogman is here to fool, and we'll see if I cannot be the fool. No guarantees, of course, on that.
You fooled, can't get fooled again.
That's what I'm trying not to do, is get fooled again. Check us out over at InThisLeague.com, where I just released the top 500 prospect update mid-month. Now, why did I do the mid-month? Because I added over, I want to say it's over 70 drafted players to the prospect list. The top 500 has been updated with Paul Skenes, who just signed a record-breaking $9.2 million deal, which will be beaten by Dylan Cruz as soon as he signs that. 100% that's going to happen. Dylan Cruz on the list. You can see where they lay on the fantasy list. I also obviously have the by team, by position, where those guys go. And the newest addition is the first year player ranks. If you guys want to see what the early look is, I also break it down a little bit different. I break it down. Yes, it's like the overall list. Like here's one through blah, blah, blah. But I do it in these brackets so you can see. Top 15, this is the first round. Next 15, this is the second round. So I visually put it in kind of a round breakdown so you can not only see where the guys rank, but oh, that's like a second round guy. And that first year player rank is now available. The update on the Dynasty, there wasn't really much on the Dynasty side, but that'll be updated in August. This is all to say, check us out, InThisLeague.com. You want to support the boys, sign up today, get access, get in the GroupMe rooms, hang out with us. End of baseball season does not mean the end of the ITL Patreon. Actually means more of you should come. So come and hang out in thisleague.com. Today, we've got so much to talk about. We have stuff and things like how about 29 runs? Dude. 29 runs in that game. That was, I saw the Diamondbacks dudes, everyone being like, oh my God, it's the craziest game that's ever. It wasn't the craziest Diamondback game I've ever watched, but it was.
It wasn't?
I don't think so.
Name another one crazier than that. Outside of like, the divisional game against the Rockies. That one was nuts. Maybe game seven. What was a crazier game than that? Well, sir,
didn't the Diamondbacks have the
first 12 runs? I was doing a guest spot.
I know. I text you. I'm like, can you believe this? And you're just like, I just tuned it in and it's 7-5 and it's the second inning.
No, I missed the first 12 runs and I saw 17 more runs.
Didn't the Diamondbacks have like an 18 inning game like 2 years ago?
Yeah, sure. They've had plenty of long games, but they were 0-85 in franchise history when giving up 12 or more runs before yesterday. And it was the first game they've given up over 12 runs.
Well, they were also, did you see the stat where I think Jesse Friedman had posted it, where it was like they were 84-0 when scoring 12 runs or 13 runs, and they were 0-84 or 85 when giving up 13 runs. And he's like, something's got to break. Something's got cool thing too. My boy Dominic Canzone had the game tying run in the eighth or ninth, 13. And the smile on his face was freaking magical.
Dude, he had laced a couple like down the line and just missed like the last couple games. Cause I saw his first game was right before the break. When we were playing Pirates, I was watching that in Seattle and didn't get a hit, but he is like so close to getting a hit like three or four times, even in that at bat, he had laced one down the line. And he finally cranked one down the line and scored two runs to tie it up in the, or I think he scored a run to tie it up in the eighth inning. Yeah. And then they went on to score four more runs or whatever it was to go up by three. And it was just, it was a wild game.
It was wild.
The rest of it.
I guess I just didn't have like a, oh my God, this is the craziest game I've ever seen. It was cool because it was like a, it was like a boxing match. It was like, here's a left hook, other guy right hook. Yeah. Every inning it was changing. So I'll give you that.
No flinching, punch for punch, no defense. Yeah.
So that was crazy. But it also, there was a point into like the third inning where you're like, oh, these pitchers are garbage. If you saw my meme, Zach Davies is trash. That, oh, he's garbage. He's the craziness was a little bit aside to me because Elder and Davies, them things were on display. They were getting tokens.
Umpire was bad too. It was like the strike zone was a frisbee yesterday. There was no corners, no anything. That's why there were so many, runs in the game because the strike zone was so tiny. But also, just make your pitches. I mean, dude, get a guy to hit into a double play. Like
Zach Davies was. Zach Davies was that NP. He was 100% one of those NPCs that are on doing the gang. Popsicle, so good. Have you seen those videos? Oh my God, you haven't seen it?
Are you talking Are you talking about the one where it's like?
It's these people. They're these people. I'm gonna find one of the videos.
It's like emojis are popping up, and they're like,
yes,
yeah, okay,
yeah. That's who he is. I'm doing it right now.
I've only seen adult stars do those, but
yeah. Well, I mean, some of these might be.
I didn't know it was a thing for like the regs, as I would.
This is Zach Davies in the game. Right here.
Amazing. Ice cream so good. Yes, popcorn fire. Ice cream so good. Slay, huh? Fire. Thank you, Savvy. Take your Navi. Thank you,
Osio. I don't know who it is.
Thank you, Casey. Not. Thank you, Bonnie.
I gotta hear gang, gang. Gang, gang.
Thank you, Maddie. Thank you, Nelly.
Thank you.
No. Ice cream so good. Yeah, strong woman. Gang, gang. Gang, gang.
That was Zach Davies last night. Just giving it up. Gang, gang. It's so good. Homer's so good. Thank you, earned runs. That was Zach Davies. He was garbage. Those videos are killing me. Those are killing me. There are people that are doing. I think you should do that.
Yeah, of course. Anything humiliating. You're like, I think you should do that. It would be great.
I have had 3 or 4 recent ideas that have pushed me so hard into wanting to get back into our weekly streams, the wheel. It might have to be an altered version, and I definitely want the gang gang to be a part of it.
How many of them are you doing something embarrassing, and how many of them are me doing something?
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
Theoretically, I could be doing them, but in my head, it's not me doing them.
Yeah. What a surprise. What a surprise. Yeah, like, hey, Bogman, next on the wheel, I'm going to put, take your tits out and run around the whole block for everybody. You know,
ice cream's so good. gang. I love it. My whole point of that, like the whole time. That's why I didn't have this like magical, like, oh my God, this is the best game I've ever seen. Like the guys were getting hits every single inning. It was great. Corbin Carroll, I know people probably saw this. Corbin Carroll struck out on a pitch that he then got to third base on because they overthrew it. And then he just.
You can hear the circus music.
But it was wild. I the Austin Riley stuff, it was a huge, huge output.
7 RBI or whatever it was, and 2 homers. It was crazy. Yeah.
But also,
it was a fun game. And that was the first game that the Diamondbacks were off of Bally's and on MLB.TV, and it was free for everybody. So they had like 5.5 million people watching that game.
You know what? I'm going to throw this out here. I'm going to make this as a presentational statement. I wonder if Bally's bankruptcy screw up putting the Diamondbacks on MLB will be the first. This will be patient zero to a future where blackouts are gone. And hear me out, because Bally screwed up, MLB has taken over the Diamondbacks broadcasting rights. And they are charging, by the way. They're charging locally. Hey, you can't watch it, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, $20 a month, you can get a pack, just a Diamondbacks package, or you can get the MLB package. But then this is what baseball did, because that would screw a lot of us. They said no blackouts. You can watch the Diamondbacks now on the coverage. And it's amazing that I can just go to MLB.com and not have to go through some second party. And I wonder if there'll be enough revenue that comes in from singular people getting Diamondback packages and maybe an uptick in subscriptions locally and in advertising money that they take over, that baseball finally stops the most archaic thing possible in local blackouts, which is, it is the most, with the amount of money that we all pay for everything now, that you expect us to go to games and pay $300 out the gates of a couple tickets, a couple beers,
remember,
parking and all that.
Remember, people in Alaska can't watch Mariners games. Yeah. Like, were they supposed to hop in their plane and go to Seattle? Come on.
Baseball needs some good juju going on. And I just wonder if this move is the test case for baseball presenting this big present in the next couple years, maybe at the start of next year, whatever, and saying, hey, guess what, everybody, we did it. Blackouts are over. And this will be part of that reason. So I was just thinking about that, but
we probably have to give San Diego credit because they started being broadcast by MLB in May.
Then us, but I'm trying to give us credit.
But we're a bigger market than San Diego, Arizona is. So,
dude, I would.
5.5 million people yesterday watched that
game. Anything to live in San Diego, like almost anything. Gang, 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 gang. Ice cream.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Good.
You do all that stuff
Every day. You need 2-hour live streams. Gang, 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 gang. If I could live in San Diego comfortably,
because as soon as you're done with that, you shut it off and you walk outside and it's just 70. Mm. It's
San Diego. So good.
Who was that? I don't even know if you got my text. I'm sure you did. And I was like, send this to that guy who was you. I don't know if you even remember this, that you had put like, it's 115 every day or whatever. And someone's like, it's actually the average high is 107, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
blah,
what it was like the car, when you get in your car, I instantly see like 127 degrees when I get in my car, and then it'll come down, but my car will still say 121. So like I put out something, I was like, Jesus, it's like 118 every day. It's crazy. And this guy's like, well, you know, actually, it's 106 is blah, blah, blah. And he was like,
that's
arguing with me.
Never lived in Arizona.
I live here and I can see the temperature and I'm like, this is what it is every day. And he's arguing with me about it. And I remember that Twitter exchange. And yeah, you sent that because I think Arizona just had like
passed the most 110 days in a row ever in recorded history.
And
like
we're still
19
going
or 20. So I mean, this is gonna be like Nolan Ryan's strikeouts record, I feel like, this year for you guys. So
complete games every day for Arizona on Heat.
Right.
They're just going
CG
left and right.
10 strikeouts every day.
Right. An interesting thing that's going on though. So one of the crazy things about yesterday was like the offense. Dudes were getting lit. Giolito lit up. Offenses left and right. Mitch Keller. Manoah. I'm curious if we are getting a bigger summer offensive uptick, because Kelly in the Fantasy Pros stream was like, I'll be the, you know, what is it? Old man yells at cloud moment of like, I kind of miss the pitching duels of baseball. I kind of miss that. And we are seeing whether it is the state of what baseball has done to push offenses up, or it's something, you know, obviously the pitch clock, something about great pitchers just disintegrating. We're seeing more of it. So Manoah, right after I on with Joe, was kind of like, well, you know, I think Manoah could be back and we could be, you know, we could be in for him like doing the thing. He gets blown up again. 5 walks, looked bad. I think his velo was down. No whiffs whatsoever. EVs, I think, were around high 90s to 100s. He just looked bad again. Well, today, as we're recording this, Sandy Alcantara lit up for 4 runs in the first inning by the freaking Cardinals. His old team, by the way. He's just kind of back at it. He ended up, I guess he's still going, but it's 72 pitches through 3 1/3 of an inning as I'm looking at this. He's walked 2, 4 earned runs. That's garbage. who also, Julio Urias, 4 1/3, he's going. He's already at 87 pitches, giving up 7 earned runs. These offenses are blowing up these guys. I'm trying to find the mix of like, I mean, do you think A, we should be more aggressive on short-term boosts from pitchers? Like I'm thinking like how Tyler Wells is really good, but people would have a hard time believing in him. I'll start there. Do you think we should be way more aggressive to a guy that's on a nice little tiny hot streak, even if we don't believe him, and just get him out there? Because we can't trust the top guys anymore.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, it's an overall situation, but this is also, you know, pitchers are less predictable from year to year. I mean, that's just proven. And they are hurt way more often. If you go, like, it's funny because when we were doing a redraft this weekend, you look at the top players available. And, you know, from ADP, we were doing it on Fantrax. So the ADP was like from the draft season still. And it's all hurt pitchers like that were up at the top. If you clicked on the ADP that weren't going because they're going to miss a big chunk of time or most of the year, whatever it was. Some of them went late, but it was all pitching up at the top that has burned you, whether through bad performance or through injury. And this is why nobody likes drafting pitching high, or very few people like drafting pitching high. Because it's just hard to predict and it's volatile. And if a guy is going, you know, it's kind of the old, was the old cliche, Welsh, I'm sure you would know it right off the top of your head here. You know, let people show you who they are and then believe them. That's kind of that's a good one, but it can apply to pitching as well. Sandy Alcantara.
By the way, I think it's actually when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Think
Better. Book is working. So, that's what Alcantara is this year. And that's what Manoah is this year too. Like, sure, you can have one good start or whatever and, you know, throw out all your Keanu Reeves, I think I'm kind of back memes or whatever. And you're not, you know, you got 0 strikeouts. You walked 5 guys yesterday and you didn't even last 3 innings. So yeah, I mean, it's a tough look for some of those dudes.
What's tough too is I'm doing the waiver wire video on Fantasy Pros this week. And I just didn't feel compelled with the pitching. There's not a lot of pitching on it. You know, I threw out Grayson, but I think Grayson is pretty heavily owned. And Grayson didn't have the best of start. I mean, he was hitting 101 early on. His cutter is scrapped. I'm a full believer. It was the back half. It was like the 5th inning that he started to implode, which is a problem. I put like Cutter Crawford on there. And I think, and Reese Olson, you know, Reese Olson, his ownership isn't nuts, but fun fact, 8th best stuff plus last 30 days, Reese Olson. But my point to that is there's not this awesome market of streaming pitchers anymore because I think people are panicking and the injuries. And then here's the other thing I was curious about.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
We were picking apart on Fantasy Pros. We're picking apart Nathan Eovaldi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Eovaldi had a good start yesterday against Tampa. And, you know, he still got a sub-3 ERA and stuff. But Eovaldi, Vila was down like crazy again. And what I'm curious about is, who was the guy that I was picking on? Shane Bieber. Like, Shane Bieber was someone I, like, picked on for, you know, a ton. It was like, oh, you know, don't like the Vila is down, this, that, and the other thing. You look at that. And the amount of available guys that are out there, and I look at Eovaldi and I see, you know, an expected ERA that's almost a full run higher. I see his velo was down like 2 miles per hour. He's gotten beat up. He's had, I think, 3 of his last 6 performances have given up like at least 4 earned runs. And I look at that And I wonder, can we even pick apart those players right now? Can we even afford to look at a guy like Eovaldi, see the warts, and be like, all right, we got to try to sell high now? Because sell for what? Pitching is so volatile. You almost have to take every ounce of what you can get. And that might mean not selling guys that we know might have regret. I know that might sound crazy, but you might want to not sell guys into regression to get every ounce of, you know, the positive run possible. That's just kind of what I was sitting on in this weird pitching market.
Yeah, I mean, you know, pitching is always, it always feels like a dice roll, whereas hitters don't. Like, even if you look over the last 30 days, the top 10 positional players, like, you're not going to be surprised by anybody. It's Acuna, Betts, Olsen, Luis Robert, Otani, Machado, Cody Bellinger, maybe is a surprise, Adolis, Naylor's a surprise, I guess, Yelich, and Austin Riley. That's your top 10 hitters. Not really too many surprise names in there. Here's your top 10 starting. And this is just based on Yahoo's algorithm and their top 10 or whatever. Top 10 starting pitchers, Welsh. Some of these you would expect, but there are some surprises. Musgrove is number one. Kyle Bradish is two. Yeah. Snell is three. He's been good for like 2 months. Logan Gilbert. Strider's not a surprise. Lizardo, Montgomery, Charlie Morton, Nick Pavetta, Scherzer, and Nola. So not a, you know, not all of these names are surprises, but
yeah,
way more than the hitters. Hitters are just more predictable. So yeah, the pitching, it's tough to know what to do. And it feels, and this is complete recency bias, and I completely understand that, but it feels like it's more up in the air than ever right now. And maybe it's just the pitchers that I have rostered, but that's how I feel about it right now.
Yeah. Looking at Urias real quick, as I was going to actually ask you this question, Urias in this game that he's pitching, velo down across the board, slurve down, fastball down. He's averaging 91. He's usually almost 93, 91.7. He's usually around 93. Can you afford to be picky about a guy like Urias who's in those struggles? And the question I was actually going to go to is between Sandy and Urias, and let me see if Sandy's got any. I mean, Sandy has had, to his credit, one bad inning, and the swing.
Calm down after the first, yeah.
Yeah, and his actually velo is up. His fastball is up right now. Everything is up. Who would you rather have rest of season, Urias or Sandy?
I would rather have Urias. He's on the better team, more chances for wins. You know, Alcantara has looked just weird and inconsistent. Urias has two. But at least he's weird and inconsistent where, like, I mean, he could still get a win out of this game. He's probably not going to because they're down by 3 runs. But with the Dodgers, you're never really out of it. So I think I'd rather have Urias the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's so weird, that whole market. But, yeah, watch the pitching. Pay attention to it. You know, you might have to be more aggressive the rest of the year and just not even waiting around. But at the same time, like, ratios are going to be a lot tougher, which actually might help people. Like, I saw somebody yesterday pointing to me like, man, my ratios are screwed from Giolito and Keller. And it's like, well, you know what? Everyone else's is too, you know, so that might be more important. Stack up those strikeouts, try to pick up your wins, get your saves, because ratios are, as Johnny Gomes would tell the Diamondbacks minor leaguers, they're on an effing hot air balloon and sending that thing up. Those are what those ratios are doing right now. So beware of all of your pitchers and, you know, wipe your tears away. We're going to get into the rest of the news, and we have got the blind plays. No voicemails. I think those are dead. Officially deadzo. Put them in the grave. But first, I want to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Use the promo code ITL. When you do, you will get a 100% match up to $100. Why is it so great? Well, their pick'em contest is the bee's knees. You've also got daily drafts that you guys can play in. Whether you want to go up against one person or more, it's obviously like the contest you're used to, but you're not paying prices to specific players, of course. You are drafting them out. Go and do that today. Also, on the football front, you can be playing as well. And get going. Promo code ITL. We got a group in our GroupMe rooms for any of those postings. Get in, make some money, play with free money. Do it with Underdog Fantasy today. Let's just get into the rest of the news, and then we'll just go right into the player debates. How about CES? How about that buildup? CES comes off the bench, hits his first career hit is a 3-run bomb. Christian Encarnacion Strand looks pretty, pretty good if we're going to see him every day. But their roster, dude, the whole report from like C. Trent Rosencrans about this is how they'll use him. They've literally not done what he said the whole time. They have altered the roster.
Brandon Phillips is really happy about it. So.
Spencer Steer played third the other day. It is literally nothing like what was presented to us. So they are going to just mess with all of it. I really do hope they find some finality of getting rid of somebody, moving through this roster. I don't know what that's going to be, but change something here because it's ridiculous. And you got to see more Strand. I haven't looked at the Reds playing right now as we're going. They are not. They've been playing early recently, but they're not yet. They're going later tonight against the Giants. I think you just got to get him out there every day. And I think he's a great 12-team bet if he happens to be sitting. I know he's probably not 75% ownership when I checked last night on CBS. So that probably means, you know, closer to 50 to 60% in Yahoo. And if you think about active leagues, that actually might be more representative of like 85% of active leagues. So I know he might not be out there, but that is someone I am betting on the rest of the year with that massive power. I think he could put up some Reds, just keep putting up big guys. I suppose somebody's got to fail at some point between McClain, Ellie, and Strand, but you got to make a bet on Strand in that ballpark. It was a freaking bomb, dude.
Yeah, exciting to see. That was another fun game last night, but it was exciting to see him. You know, it's just always fun to see the rookies come up and get off to a huge start. And he is going to be that Reds team. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch down the stretch here.
No doubts. Aaron Boone said that Aaron Judge is getting close to returning.
Relative to what? Relative to the next blue moon? Relative to the end of the season? Relative to my weekend plans? Like, what does getting close mean?
I think the end of the season.
Yeah. He's getting close to coming back. The playoffs are coming. Did you see Carrabba's post? At what point are we going to compare Mike Trout to Aaron Judge? Both great outfielders on a team that's incompetent and can't make the playoffs. So,
I mean, he loves the
trash. He loves the Yankees, but it was pretty funny. So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's no comparison. I keep thinking back to our draft that we did. I just couldn't pull the trigger on Judge. I just couldn't do it. I wanted to. I just don't have a firm belief. Like, maybe you're going to get him back for the playoff, your fantasy playoffs and head to head. But at this point, it's pretty disastrous in every other front. I don't think any of us thought this injury was going to be this, you know, this bad. I do think that they could just drop a bomb on us. I think that's possible. We just don't get updates. And then, bam, Aaron Judge is playing today. And we're like, whoa. But I just don't believe it. They're getting close. I just have a hard time believing any of it. And August 1st, I don't know. I think it's mid-August that we get him. I think getting close is closer to a month away. Because report's been, he's like, he's gingerly walking around and he's not doing stuff.
Well, he took batting practice with no issues. Okay. Well, if he's good enough to take batting practice, can he run? Like, tell me when he can run. That's what I want to know. When he can run, we already know he can hit. When he can run, that's when you know he's getting close.
Speaking of getting close, Yordan Alvarez is starting a rehab assignment today as we are recording. So yesterday, as you are listening, delayed 4 days because he had a cold. He was sicky sick, so he couldn't.
It's going around. Going around in Houston. A lot of people with the sniffles around here. So in the summer? Not a surprise. Yeah, summer cold. Well, you know, you get him in Arizona too because.
Well, no, Arizona is the place that actually this is like our winter because everyone's inside.
Houston is not much different, dude. It's the feels like is always 114 here because of stupid humidity, even though it's only like 102. Or whatever, but it's always, you know, people inside in the South, anywhere you go in the summertime.
I'm looking right now to see. I haven't been outside today. It says it's 113 right now with a high of 116 today.
Then just go take a brisk walk. You'll be fine. You definitely won't die.
I don't think I'm going to do it. I was contemplating going to the complex today and at 6 p.m. Well, we get there at 5, 115. Yeah, I don't think so. I think those rookies can suck it. I'm not interested. Not today. Not until the drafted guys are here.
Give me some clouds and I'll come see you guys. So.
Yeah, something like that. But Alvarez coming back is huge for everybody.
Big for my team, too. I've got him in our home league. I drafted Alvarez. So I need him to get. I'm losing to Will's auto draft team right now. So I'm very upset.
I actually would love to poke around trying to trade for Alvarez right now. And I know it's like, but it's just like he's had the injury. He's been out of sight. If I can get a slight little discount,
people might be mad.
I'd pay up for Alvarez right now. That is a guy that I would pay up for, even with some of the risk. I just think the bat can be good. And I think there's a discount to be had. Trevor Story is starting a rehab assignment this week and will finally be returning, I guess, probably right around the beginning of August. And you'll get him for a playoff run for whatever that is. He was so bad for a period of time. He had this insane, like, what was it, 2 weeks last year, and then it kind of tapered back. I don't really believe. I'm not a big believer, but I do believe in, at least if he were out there, to stash and then see what you get, see what you get out of him. But he's not going to return, so the Red Sox could do anything about it, though they might trade some other pieces. Ellie was moved up in the draft order. And did we talk about this on the first episode already?
The batting order. Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Line plays. Bogman has put together. 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 5 on here. Looks like one pitcher, all hitters. Player ones and twos. The typical theme. You're usually going to see, Bogman's will sometimes trick us and stuff, but you know, the player that looks better is usually typically like a crappier guy. And you sometimes will see like a really good player on there. So sometimes it's hard to do the picking because we kind of know this, but the idea is also to place like how close these guys are together. So Bogman, you've got these together. Paint us the story. 30 days, right?
Yeah. 30 days. Player one is 26 of 96. That's a .271 average with 16 runs. 5 homers, 15 RBI, and 4 stolen bases. Player number 2, 28 for 91. That's a .308 average, 19 runs, 6 homers, 14 RBI, and 6 swipes. So the bigger name, I feel like, is player 1.
Clearly number 1, yeah.
But player 2, not a slouch at all. Not a slouch whatsoever, especially recently. So we'll give you a guess number 1, then give you 2 hints, and then say the players if you don't get them right.
Yeah, you know the funny thing I want to point out too? Look at the margins. 271 to a .308 batting average looks huge. But look at the margins. Player two has only two more hits, and the other guy has 5 less at bats. So that's the margins between a solid hitter and, like, you know, 300 plus is like elite level hitting. So that is just, the margins are so small. I just want to point out. We're going to need to know what the positions are.
All right, shortstop.
Okay. Shortstop is guess number 1. Player number 1, 271, 5 homers, 4 stolen bases. Player number 2, 6 homers, 6 stolen bases.
I'll even throw this for the, and I'll keep this as a hint, nationally.
Okay. Well, you know what? I was going to guess number, when you said no slouch, makes me think I'm wrong. Is player number 2, I mean, clearly when you look at this, it's player number 2. But this is going to be the determination of how different he is than player 1. Is player 2 Orlando Arcia?
No, that's a good guess, but no, not Orlando Arcia.
Okay, so you've already gotten 2 guesses. These are NL shortstops, and shortstop is a guess. I've already taken 1 off the board.
I'll give you divisions of these players next.
Oh, wow, okay. Let me sit on it for a second. All I have to do is MLB stand. Let me just look at teams for a second. Because it'll rev my engines.
30 days.
Let me play these stats here real quick. I get these. You wouldn't do Bryson Stott again because you've done him every single time.
Zero Bryson Stotts here.
Okay. My guess for is player 1 Francisco Lindor?
No. Not that big.
Is too much. Okay.
They're not that big.
I think I know player 2, Ha-Seong Kim.
Yes, player 2 is
nailed it.
Kim.
I nailed it. Ha-Seong Kim has been
nailed
amazing.
It after 7 guesses.
I didn't even take your third hint. I didn't take your divisional hint.
You were doing a lot of typing over there, but
I wasn't doing any typing. Any typing, you son of a bitch.
Let me see those hands. You got okay. So
then player 1 is the top player. You know, I would say
consider him the better player. More liked player for sure.
Okay. Is player one Tovar?
No, that's a good guess.
Okay.
Young, another rookie.
This is another rookie. Oh, it's a rookie shortstop. San Diego, Dodgers, Philly, Atlanta. Who the fuck is the rookie shortstop here with the Matt McClain, number one.
That's it. Matt McClain.
Wow. I would take Matt McClain over Ha-Sung Kim. That is actually a good eye-opener to how good Ha-Sung Kim has been and also qualifying at multiple positions.
Yeah, I mean, he's just been great. And like you said, you know, five fewer at-bats and two more hits raises you up 37 points in batting average over a month's time is kind of a lot. So.
So the next ones, don't give me divisions. Let's leave that as like a last one because I feel like that honed me in. Though I did not take the third guess. I think I get some points on this for getting both of those names.
We'll do position.
I did
first,
have a lot of guesses.
And then,
position is always first. So I wonder if you guys got it before me. Six homers, six stolen bases, .308 average, better than McClain's five homers, four stolen bases, .271 batting average. Very good debate there. Ha-Sung Kim, a good cheap trade option, cheaper trade option than trying to go get Matt McClain right now.
All right, here we go. Second debate, 27 for 92 player one, .293 batting average. He's got 11 runs, two homers, 13 RBI, seven swipes versus player two, 23 for 87. So he's hitting .264, 11 runs, four homers, 14 RBI, only one stolen base. So once again, obviously bigger name. Is player the number second two guy, name, but can you guess who player number one is?
I think I'm going to take a guess at player number one with zero guess, with zero hints.
Zero hints. Let's hear it.
CJ Abrams.
Incorrect. Good guess.
I thought I had that with the, I guess it's only one homer. Okay. So we're going to take the first guess here of position.
Third base.
Ooh. Okay. Third base. A lot of stolen bases. So that's going to change. 30 days. Is player number one Ellie?
No.
Okay.
Player number two plays a lot of shortstop and third base.
Player number two. So the better player plays both of those. Okay. Was that another hint or is that just a second?
Because his position moves.
His position moves. And you said third base, seven stolen bases out of third base. What guy is stealing all those bases at third? Who are you that's doing that? Over the last 30 days, seven stolen bases.
Do we need divisions here?
Is player number one? I mean, he doesn't really, but I think he qualifies. It's not Bobby Witt, is it?
No.
Okay. Yeah, let's go.
Both in the AL. I'll save divisions, both in the AL.
Okay. Well, that's what opens it up. I was going to say this should actually, like, where they play American NL should go later. The stolen bases are really throwing me off here.
That's why I did it.
Is it that guy?
Or is it that guy?
Is player number two Gunnar Henderson?
Yes, it is. Oh, Gunnar Henderson.
I nailed it.
Got it.
Okay. Wow, only four homers, but the stolen bases aren't big. 264,
a better player. Yeah, I was a little surprised.
So this guy with a better batting average, a little less homers, same runs, one less RBI, and a boatload more stolen bases is a
qualifies
above
the middle infield as well, but he plays third.
He plays third. And qualifies there. I don't want to give up, but I can't keep dragging this on here.
You had the right team before.
I had the right team before when I said.
When you guessed Bobby Witt. That's right, Welsh. Mikel Garcia.
Mikel Garcia. I knew it the whole time.
Whole time. You're just playing coy with us. I know you.
Good Lord. Garcia, seven. He has been, I mean, he is a definite waiver guy to take a look at. You should have done a while ago. Really great hard hit numbers as well. I don't think I realize how good that was. I think Gunnar hit a homer today, by the way, I want to point out as we're recording. But Mikel Garcia, pretty valuable at third.
Yeah, I got him. I got him as an MI. In our redraft league here.
I wonder what his ownership is on CBS. I don't
I'll look it up on Yahoo here. Let's see.
Yeah, or on Yahoo. I'm going to guess it's like 39%.
It is 37%. Ooh, you were very close.
Very close. All right.
In a row.
Point to
all right. Third player debate here. This is big dogs. First guy, 29 of 84. That's a 345 batting average. 19 runs, 2 homers, 5 RBI, 11 swipes over the last 30 days. Player two, 30 for 102. That's a 294 average. So still great, but also, you know, what is that? 51 spots below player one. 19 runs, so the same. 1 more homer, 3-2. 6 more RBI, 11-5. But 6 more, or the same amount of swipes with 11. So both these guys have stolen 11 bases.
They have the same runs, same average. Stolen bases, almost same homers. But player two has more RBIs to player one's batting average.
That's right.
And I already know these guys have to be outfielders. So I feel
neither one of them plays in the outfield.
Oh my God. Okay. Then I'm completely thrown off. Then I couldn't have been more confident.
You know who both these guys are. We've said their names multiple times this show already. So, and I've actually said both their names have stolen 11 bases because I saw this before and I was like, crap, I'm giving away this player debate to the Welsh. And luckily you missed it.
So, oh, completely, man.
Who's
listening.
Been stealing a lot of bases recently, Welsh? Let's think of that.
Well, Ellie.
Let's start there. Okay, which one is he? One or two?
Oh, he is number two.
Yes, Ellie De La Cruz, number two.
Okay.
Who is matching him? Who is matching him, though, in stolen base pace recently? That's the big question here.
Who is stealing?
You've been giving this guy a lot of credit, so I'm a little surprised you're stumped so bad right now.
Oh no.
You've been talking him up. I thought maybe this one would be the easiest one for you.
Who am I talking up? Who am I even talking up?
National League.
Okay. Oh, there's a hint. National League. Outfielder. Oh, you're really giving
me East.
You're really giving me the
We're dragging
hint.
These debates out. We got
no voicemails here. We're not in that big of a hurry.
All right.
Here. Philly, Miami. Oh, is it? That's not C.J. Abrams, is it?
That's C.J. Abrams.
That is C.J. Abrams. Wow.
Abrams,
you know what?
Over here matching what Ellie is doing outside of, you know, RBI.
He's had 8 stolen bases in the last two weeks, or 15 days or whatever, which makes a lot of sense. The power has thrown me off with him. 100% makes sense. Yeah, that I'm totally with that. But that is wild that C.J. Abrams has been as valuable as Ellie and maybe a little less of the concern because I think he's got an XBA that is higher and he's just hitting the ball with better quality of contact. He's stealing bases at it. He's the number one over the last 2 weeks base stealer where Ellie is the number one over the last month.
So the next one's hard. So I'm just going to tell you, I won't give you position in any hint, but I'll start off by telling you they're both in the American League. So
okay.
I won't give you position here, but I'll start off by saying they're both in
these
the
are
AL,
very so. Different players. It looks well, maybe not very different, but these
player yeah, number one has been on fire the last month. 32 of 86, 372 is the average on that. 14 runs, 7 homers, 22 RBI, 1 swipe. Player number two, 24 for 84, hitting 286, 11 runs, 4 homers, 16 RBI, no stolen bases, but I'm interested to see after you hear the names who you'd rather have for the rest of the season here. So AL guys, I won't give you position, but there we go.
Yeah. I mean, they're corner infielders. Is player number one with the 7 homers and the RBIs are jumping out. Is that Josh Naylor?
That is Josh Naylor. Easy
I'm so
one.
Good.
Yeah.
I am just amazing. Yeah. I knew that was Josh Naylor. Four homers. Ah. This guy is going to be the higher player.
Mm-hmm. Like what's going into the year? I don't know if he is now.
Good RBIs. I'm saying I believe this is going to be another first baseman, clearly.
Is that Josh Lowe? Keep him position. No, it's not Josh Lowe. I try to keep him in positions, you know. They both got to be, like, qualify at least at the same position somewhere.
Jose Abreu?
That's it. Jose Abreu.
You said this was hard. It was the best one.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be hard, but I think because you knew Naylor's stats. You got it.
Well, it's the RBIs.
I expected you to know that from Abram, but you got it with Naylor.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
And the spoiler alert, he tweeted it. I was one of the answers.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
I was. Wow. I was one of the answers on it. And I want to say, I mean, it also probably shows for me, there's a percentage thing of maybe people that took it. I don't think people got me on it. I think I was the hardest one because I was the very bottom right one.
What was your question?
It was the top was MLB, ESPN, and CBS, and then the sides were BP, FanGraphs, and The Athletic. So
you were the crossover.
I was the cross of Athletic and CBS, crossover. And he put and just spores like I put myself in there. He put himself in there and. There's some good ones. You can check the tweet. And I quote tweeted it, but I thought that
they
was
have
good.
An I've never ITL done the McDonald's crossover. Yeah, you could put me there. So it'd be great. So.
I think I'd be pretty. The only problem with those is like you could probably connect me pretty easy to a lot of those at this point.
Yeah.
Like, you came out to make sure that you don't have like Fantasy Pros and CBS and The Athletic all like paired together.
Yeah, and Fan Tracks. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because we kind of done a little bit of everything. But there you go. Hopefully you guys did good. I think I'm pretty proud of myself. I did pretty good there. Pretty good there. Trade deadline's coming up. We will definitely be, I think next week, I don't know if we'll have any trades. I think we're going to go through some heavy speculative trade talk. Would like to get any of your guys' trade stuff in your own leagues. Maybe you guys can send in some questions to the ball bag in this league at gmail.com. You can send in questions maybe about theoretical rumors. I think that might be fun too, is if we get people to hit us up with trades they think will happen and we could do like a trade guessing show, but we'll do that at some point next week. It'll either be the first, probably the second show, but we'll have two shows next week, of course. And we'll be talking trades. Trade deadline is coming up here very shortly, which is going to impact plenty of fantasy. I actually think there's a lot of players that won't be traded that will have positive fantasy impact that are going to get new opportunities. Cardinals, you know, a host of other teams, maybe the Rockies and stuff like that. So we'll go through all of those. Follow us on Twitter. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? And make sure that you guys are subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss anything. Like I said, things pare down at the back half of the year. Make sure you're here sticking with us. That's why we appreciate all you guys that join up on the Patreon. We got more updates coming in August and it does keep rolling, my friends. So that is going to do it for the episode. Hopefully your pitchers all don't get them things blown up. But if they do, we'll be here for you. Until next time, ITL Fantasy Baseball, we're out of here.
See you.